As you heard earlier, most Ulster Bank and KBC customers have not yet closed their accounts, and from today they could face frozen funds and cancelled transactions. For more on this, and also those figures from the Central Bank showing more than half the accounts in long-term mortgage arrears made no payments in 2020 and 2021. Pádraig Casán, financial advisor and member of the Irish Banking Culture Board, is here in studio, and thank you for joining us. 38% of Ulster Bank and KBC accounts closed by the end of October. Does that mean a shock is in store for the other 62%?
Yeah, well, it shouldn't come as a shock because they are being written to and there's a communication process, but a lot of people in Ireland don't act quickly. And at the Culture Board every month we get updates on the progress we made, and there is a lot of progress being made. I mean, there's over 70% of the customers that were written to in April have now moved, closed, right, and gone on. The word frozen and closing, there's a difference between the two. They're given 30 days where the account will be closed, but frozen means that they can't access the bank link.
And will that be happening from today?
That is happening, absolutely. I mean, people have to understand Ulster Bank and KBC are closing. They're shutting their doors and the account will be closed and people need to move. However, just so that people are aware, if there is, let's say, social welfare payments going in, they're not moving, they're not freezing those accounts if there's been activity in the last 30 days. But what people should do is if they haven't moved their account, they should contact their bank, right, to make sure. And it can be unfrozen. But when it closes, it will close and the money will remain dormant until it's sought. It isn't that the money will be lost. But I think it is important for people to take action quicker, sooner rather than later, because it puts pressure on the recipient bank if there's a deluge of people arriving late in, right, the day, and it puts an awful lot of pressure on the bank about to receive the account.
And do we have any idea on who these, I mean, it's 768,000 accounts, is that right?
The collective, they're not all of the people who were written to in April, so they're doing it in stages. There's a process in place and where it's meant to be orderly.
And do we know, like, is it old people? Is it people who, you know, who don't like the switching process? Is it people who've left the country and haven't bothered to reply to their mail? Do we any data on who these people are?
It's a collection of all. A lot of them would be active accounts, and the banks would know where what they would regard as inactive accounts, where, right, they might be doing their main banking with another bank and might have forgotten to close the account or forgot to come back and take the money that's remaining in it. But there are no doubt people who are would be regarded as vulnerable, or people who are unaware of how to do the switching. They're certainly there as well. But there is, and we have been assured, that there is processes and supports within Ulster Bank to bring those people. I've said before, it's very easy to get people to the door of exit, but it's to bring them across the street is the part that's difficult. And a lot of that, people
and particular,
are left,
and there's a lot of work, isn't there, in rearranging direct debits and all that kind of thing.
There is. And in fairness now, the BPFI have done a lot of work with the main providers of those utilities, for want of a simple way of putting it, to make the process as streamlined as possible. Okay. But it isn't an easy process, because a bank shutting, particularly Ulster Bank, who've been here for so many years, it is always going to cause upheaval and upset to people who've been with them all their lives, and suddenly they have to change to a new entity.
Okay, that's certainly one to watch in the days and weeks ahead. Talk to me as well about those figures from the Central Bank on mortgage arrears. Half the accounts in long-term mortgage arrears making no payment in 2020. And 2021. I mean, if you can get away with that, why would anyone pay their mortgage?
I mean, it's the first reaction you have to the figures is anger. I mean, the anger comes from the people who are struggling to pay. And I think the figures that are most startling are the people who've paid nothing for over 10 years. There are certainly...
For over 10 years?
For over 10 years. Nothing paid. There are people gaming the system. There's a lot of protections in place for people who are in arrears or come into difficulty, a lot of good protections. The Central Bank and all those people this morning that have arrears, that have, they've got to contact their provider, whether it be the debt servicing agencies or the bank themselves. Most of the mainstream banks have got rid of a lot of what they call their problem loans. But the people who are gaming the system, the one difficulty with people doing nothing is they're getting rid of the one tool that can help them, which is time. Now, the bank needs the time to work with you and you need the time to work with the bank. But if you're doing nothing, and there's figures in the report of the people who are deemed as not cooperating. Now,
this is 27,000 mortgages and long-term arrears we're talking about. Yeah.
Correct.
So it's a significant number.
It's a huge number, but as you look down and dig down to numbers are decreasing, for sure, but it's decreasing in a time where economic improvement has happened as well. And a lot of these are historical issues. And some of these, it's unclear why somebody in a home particularly wouldn't contact a bank, because they're going to lose their home. Now, the banks, the courts have to take a what I call it, firm and fair. They have to be firm and fair to people. And I think the processes that are in place are being monitored and are being watched. And I think the process is fair, but it has to be firm as well. You have to make an effort.
Now, and when you say firm, is there an absence of firmness here in, for instance, dealing with people who won't pay their mortgages compared with other jurisdictions, in your view?
I would agree. I think there is. I think the courts are too lenient to people and granting stays and granting repossession orders. And if a bank can't recover its asset, we then wonder why Ulster Bank and KBC are leaving the market. So it has an add-on effect as well. But particularly on the people that make their efforts. People come to me every day about how can they afford their mortgage when they're borrowing. People, first-time buyers. And here you have people that are paying nothing to a mortgage. It's unfair. If they were renters from the council, they would be thrown out, because they wouldn't be paying their rent. So it isn't right that you can come and game a financial system to the degree that is happening. Now, some of those might be genuine cases, but there is plenty processes in place like Awalia, MABS, Citizens Information Systems to help those people, but they need to reach out for that help, and it's never too late to do it.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us about all of that. That's Padraig Cassan, Financial Advisor and Member of the Irish Banking Culture Board.